Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
27526.
27526.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Jeanette Marshall.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me, please?
915 Terra Mobile Estates, Fuquay Marina, NC 27526.
Thank you. And I see that you had entered the sweepstakes for the tablet, but this account has been canceled and you were fully refunded. How may I help you?
No, you're not. We're not on the same page, honey. On April 28th, y'all charged me $56.95 for, it's called Beyondness or something like that. Beyond, you're abbreviating on my bank statement. But y'all charged me on 4/28/22. Y'all charged me $56.95, and then on 4/29, y'all turn around and charge me $56.95 more.
That's your refund coming through, ma'am.
What, the $56.95?
Correct. You were refunded on 4/28.
Okay. Well, then that's not exactly what I'm calling you about. It's something else on here, baby. Okay. On the last month, which would have been May, y'all charged me again.
No, May. Ma'am, you weren't charged in May.
Okay, then. Let me look, baby. I'm an elderly lady, and I've been studying this stuff because people are just doing all kinds of stuff to me that they shouldn't do. I have no intelligence to do what they say I'm doing. 312. Do you have anything for 312, darling?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I've got. Okay, what you have?
For 312, we didn't charge you on 312.
What about 45?
No, ma'am.
Okay, then I had to write that down for another company. Okay, honey, I'm sorry I bothered you.
No, you're fine. Is there anything else I could do for you?
Well, I'm trying to get enough money to eat on, and they've been charging me so many different things. They've got my money tied up. All right, darling. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.